Good morning, everyone, and good morning for the White Way listeners. Today, I'd like to talk about the Buddha's enlightenment. As you know, the Prince Gautama Siddhartha, who lived in northern India about over 2,500 years ago. Prince Siddhartha was an ordinary person, a human being like all of us. He left his family at the age of 29, gave up his title of prince, gave up everything he had in order to seek the path of a true enlightenment. After 5 years of a very difficult practice, he was able to reach enlightenment under the Bodhi tree in the Buddha Gaya in India over 2,500 years ago. It was the 8th day of December that Gautama Siddhartha became a Buddha. The perfect one, the awakened one, and the enlightened one. After he became enlightened, he shared his first sermon with the 5 people who practiced together with him for 5 years. He shared the 4 noble truths. Number 1, the truth of dukkha. All life is suffering. Number 2, the cause of suffering is ignorance. Number 3, ignorance can be ended. Last one, the way to end ignorance is Eightfold Path. Eightfold Path is right understanding, right purpose, right speech, right conduct, right livelihood, light endeavor, light thought, light meditation. For example, light understanding. We all bring our own notion and preconception to every decision, thought, conversation, or exchange we experience. We sometimes misunderstand that others because of our own selfish judgmental idea. Light understanding means to see things as they are, and not as we would see them through our own experience with our own personal fears. Another example is a light thought or light mindfulness. Light mindfulness has to do with living our lives in the moment and being mindful of everything we do. True mindfulness is not to judge anything. It is to observe and to exist in the moment. Light mindfulness are very important practices that help us to avoid misunderstandings. These 4 noble truths and 8 paths were shared by the Buddha at the Deer Park of Varanasi. The first sermon at the Deer Park of Varanasi that set the Dharma wheel turning eventually led the 5 monks toward enlightenment to become awakened one. In general, basically Buddhism is a teaching to keep a peaceful and harmonious mind and to reflect on ourselves in our daily lives. Buddhism respects all living beings equally. Buddhism respects all things in nature equally. Buddhism respects a person's life without any judgment. Buddhism emphasizes the impermanence of life. Buddhism emphasizes that living in the Dharma is to realize that we are living in this unrepeatable moment. Thus, our life is very precious and a valuable one. Buddhism teaches us that we are all interconnected and interdependent. Today, we hear in the news every day about the gun shooting, murders, terrorist attack, and abuse for killing innocent people. They destroyed a very valuable and precious life with very selfish reason. Worldwide, parents abandon their babies in the street or trash bin because of their very selfish reason. Their reasoning is very simple. It is that they don't want to raise their children who are troublesome in their life. They abuse the children to release their stress caused by society. About 2 weeks ago in Japan, a young woman was killed by her ex-boyfriend because of a mind filled with jealousy. She was an only child for her parents. How difficult and painful for her parents who lost a very precious daughter due to the ex-boyfriend egotistic and selfish reason. I watched the news interviewing her parents. Her father said, "She will never come home again, I know, but I will wait for her to come home someday." Stalker issues is now big problems in Japan, also worldwide. We think that love is pure and great, but our love can turn to the hatred which can lead us to dangerous behavior due to our selfish and egotistic mind. Shinran Shonin said in his Hymns of the Dharma Age, I quote, "Ignorance and blind passions abound, pervading everywhere like countless particles of dust. Desire and hatred arising out of conflict and accord are like high peak and mountain ridge. We are imperfect and limited beings. We know that love is a very important thing in a human relationship, but at the same time, we have to realize that our love can turn to hatred and destroy very precious life for selfish reasons. Buddhism teaches us to see our true selves as we are. We are living in such uncertain times. We are living in this world full of ignorance. Love can be turned to hatred or jealousy. We have to understand we are not perfect. This is light understanding. The Buddha Dharma teaches us to live our lives in joy and gratitude. When your mind is filled with appreciation, there is no room for hatred or negative thought. When your heart is full with gratitude and appreciation, you become aware of those around you. You learn to appreciate others, and thus the relationships become harmonious. When you live in a thankful life, you become humble. This is what Buddhism teaches us. The awakened one, the Shakyamuni Buddha, traveled all around northern India after he became enlightened to spread the teaching and show his followers how to reach enlightenment. His journey continued until he went to Nirvana when he was 80 years old. He never gave up in sharing his enlightenment with his followers so that the universal truth, which we call the Dharma, could be understood by them. The Buddha Dharma means the teaching of Buddha, the teaching of universal truth. What is a universal truth? The universal truth is the truth that we see in our daily lives. We are living in this unrepeatable moment. Life is impermanent, and life is suffering because of our deep desire and ignorance. The universal truth is all things are changing in every moment, and nothing remains the same. Our suffering comes from our self-centered and ego self-mind. Buddhism shows us how to live in this life, how to live in this unrepeatable life in joy and gratitude. Now, in closing, I'd like to share with you what the Buddha said. Do not seek to know Buddha by his form and attribute. for neither the form nor the attribute are the real Buddha. The true Buddha is enlightenment itself. The true way to know Buddha is to realize the wisdom and the compassion of universal truths. I recite Buddha's name, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you very much.